sorry, the black hair. Oh, here's the.
Those who were with us from the beginning of the Tishrei season, I remember it wasn't that long ago, we started off our first couple of drushes about Rosh Hashanah, all focused around the special unique halacha and machshava and drush about Rosh Hashanah Shechalos B'Shabbos. So as we know, it wasn't only Rosh Hashanah Shechalos B'Shabbos, it was all the Yom Tovim in effect Shechalos B'Shabbos this year. We spoke about how Alpi Halacha, so we weren't able to fulfill the mitzvah of the Reis of Shofar and the Reis of Lula, but we were able to fulfill the mitzvah of Lishmo Dibri Chachamim and all the tremendous machshava that's involved in terms of observing the Halacha properly. So I thought that since we gave an extra special plug during these last couple of weeks, in terms of Shmir Shabbos, in terms of enhancing Shmir Shabbos, I see that Chazal went out of their way to even cancel the mitzvah of Kishof and the mitzvah of Lulav, the Arayis, in order to make sure that people are Shomer Shabbos more in a more appropriate way. So I thought we would talk about something, as we thought come towards the end of the Tishrei season, we talk about something which is also relevant in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. It's relevant in terms of Yom Tov as well, so we can still call it an Inyan Diyoma. It's a shiur that I gave a couple of years ago, and I was told that the shiur, for whatever reason, was chopped, erased, I don't know, maybe, I don't want to say it was intentionally erased, but maybe by the end of the shiur, it may become intentionally erased again, some of the things that we have to talk about. So I wanted to talk about one specific nekuda in terms of Shmir Shabbos and Shmir Yom Tov, which is very relevant, Lamaisa, and people need, we all need a little bit more chizuk in this area, and that is what is considered to be appropriate reading material, and whoever wants to have appropriate reading / relaxation types of activities, both on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So focusing primarily on what types of things one is permitted to read on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one is not, and then we'll probably branch out a little bit to other related, semi-related topics as well. So the sugya begins in Masechta Shabbos in a few places where the Gemara discusses a concept in Halacha that's called Shtari Hedyotos. So Shtari Hedyotos, at least according to most of the Rishonim, refers to... Do I pass it? Henry, not chair.
No.
Okay. No, we got a chair. Hey, you're Rosh Hashanah. That's a partial for you. It's a sukkah.
I thought you'd be just there.
No, please. Tell him, bring it to me in a chair.
No,
So the Gemara discussed certain types of material that is absolutely off limits to read on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and these types of materials, what we call according to many of the Rishonim, at least called Shtari Hedyotos, these involve business related matters. So anything which is business oriented is clearly off limits. The reason why these things are off limits, at least according to many Rishonim, is that these are a violation of the Psukim in the Novi Yeshayo. The Pasuk tells us that one has to be careful in the Rebbe Shmir Shabbos, not only not to violate Malachas, one has to be careful about what one talks about on Shabbos, one has to be careful what one pursues on Shabbos. And so Chavtzcha v'David Dover teach us that even things which are not Malacha per se, but which are Chavtzcha, which are weekday oriented, business oriented, buying and selling, Mechamemcha oriented types of things, are off limits on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, any kind of reading catalogs to buy things, person wants to read over his bank statements or something, nothing else better to do this time, wants to check his credit card statements, his Easy Pass statement, I don't know anything that has to do with the dollars and cents. So this is clearly prohibited. There's no shadow whatsoever. This is an outright violation, according to many of the Rishonim, at least, of Mimtso Chavtzucho. According to others, it may be for a slightly different reason. But we're going to go now with the Mahalak that's also Mishum Mimtso Chavtzucho. So this is the easy part of the Shia. Most of us don't have a tremendous type on Shabbos and Yom Tov to sit and balance our checkbooks. But what is... I don't think too many people balance and checkbook anymore. I think it's a lost art. But what becomes more problematic is what the Gemara speaks about in a few places in Masechta Shabbos, is that Chazal prohibited certain types of readings, even materials which are not per se Shtari Hedyotos, things which are not really business per se, but if we let people read these kinds of things on Shabbos, the next thing you know, they're going to start to read business-related things. So it's called the Gezeira Mishum Shtari Hedyotos. There are certain other kinds of things which are really neutral, which are really not business-oriented, really should not have been included in the Yisra'un Zerachav Tzachan. Afal Pichein, Chazal prohibited reading them because because we're afraid. Gezeirah Mishum Shnari Adyotus. The Gemara has this Gezeirah Mishum Shnari Adyotus in two different places. The Gemara has it in one context, in a place where we probably don't even accept it, Lahalacha. That's a discussion in the 16th parak of Masechah Shabbos, of a very unique sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah is one of the Tanoim. According to one day in the Gemara, Masechah Yevamos, he was the fifth Tana who Rabbi Akiva trained. The Gemara says in Yevamos, after Rabbi Akiva's Tamidim died, and then he raised the next generation of Tamidim, so the five famous Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So there's Machlekes, who the fifth Talmud was. We know most of them are Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. That we know. There's Machlekes, where the fifth one was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nechemiah. So whoever he was, whether he was number five or number six, whatever it was, so Rabbi Nechemiah was one of the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Nechemiah tells us that one is not permitted on Shabbos to read the Ksuvim. One's not allowed to read, just in case. That's the third part of the Tanakh. So one is not permitted to read Ksuvim, so you can't sit down and read Megillas Esther, you can't sit down and read Iyov, you can't read Mishlei, you can't read those parts of Tanakh, which is only Ksuvim, that you're not permitted to read on Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to read that on Shabbos? So the Gemara has two days to Machlek is within Shittas Rabbi Nechemiah. Why do Rabbi Nechemiah prohibit reading Ksuvim on Shabbos? So one reason the Gemara says is because on Shabbos was usually the time when they would have drushes and halacha and shul. So the Rabbanim would get up, they would give shiurim, and really heavy-duty halacha. So they wanted the balabat to come to hear the halachas, to hear what they're supposed to do. So people are going to be sitting back and, just sitting in their own homes and just reading a casual reading. Guy's going to have his feet up on the table and reading his Iyov or something, or reading his Daniel, or Ezra, Dreya, Halavai. We should be zeichet such tzaras. The person's going to be sitting and reading suvim. He's not going to come hear the shiurim. So that's going to detract from Talmud Torah. So Mishum may bittel beis medrash. That's one day the Gemara says b'das Rabbi Nechemiah. So in fact, according to that svar, they really should have asked him reading Nevi'im also, but that they couldn't do because you have to read after. So what are you going to do? So Nebuch was stuck with reading Nevi'im. Those who want to read Nevi'im on Shabbos, you're allowed Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, according to that opinion, it's only us Mishum bittel beis medrash. That it would only be us b'shas beis medrash. Let's say you have during lunch. So a guy wants to sit during lunchtime. So 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not the time when people come to the shiur. The Rabbanim aren't giving shiur. Maybe they should give shiur then. And lunch is earlier. But l'maisa, people are eating lunch. Then a guy wants to sit and read his mishnah at the lunch table. So that's okay. He wants to sing a shachal. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's say after lunch is over, so a guy gets a little Shabbos nap, and then by 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, so the beis medrash should be packed at that time. So that's mamish prepared bittul beis medrash. The guy's going to be sitting at home and reading his other lighter reading. So that's not appropriate. That's one day of that's one reason b'das Rabbi Nechemiah. Then the Gemara gives another reason b'das Rabbi Nechemiah. The reason why Rabbi Nechemiah says you're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos is Gzeirah Mishum Shtari Adyotus. That we're afraid that if you read Ksuvim, a lot of Ksuvim is stories, very light kind of reading. We know that it's light reading from the Mishnah and Yuma. The Mishnah and Yuma says when they used to try to keep the Kohen Gadol up at night. So if it was a real Talmud Chacham, he knew how to learn, they would say Shirim and Brisket Tayrus and Nevarim Yisrael Kippurim. If he didn't know how to learn so much, so they had to keep him, they had to read him something. So they would read him Daniel, they'd read him Devar Yomim, they'd read him Ezra Nechemiah, they'd read him, very, very light kinds of reading, a nice story, fast moving pace. Daniel, throw him to Lion's Den, a lot of exciting things going on there. So comes the other day in the Gemara and says, "B'das Rabbi Nechemiah, you shouldn't read Ksuvim on Shabbos because if you're going to read Ksuvim, you're going to start to read stories, you're going to read other things, you're going to start to read the New York Times, you're going to start to read your checkbook, you start to read your Easy Pass, start to look at your phone bill, you start to look at all kind of your secular material. It's all going to lead, one thing's going to lead to another. So therefore, the Chachamim wanted to nip it in the bud. You shouldn't read anything that's not really heavy duty, either Chumash or Tarshim Baal Peh, real heavy duty hardcore learning. So you shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos. Those are the two opinions. B'das Rabbi Nechemiah. So we happen to paskin that against the second pshat b'das Rabbi Nechemiah, we paskin that you're allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. If it's b'shas bittul beis medrash, that maybe still be a shayla b'zman hazeh. But if it's shalom b'zman bittul beis medrash in the middle of the afternoon or Friday night or something, I wants to read Daniel, wants to read Nechemiah, nothing wrong with that. So we paskin there is no such gezeirah with that. But then Chazal never asked a Ksuvim gezeirah atush tari adyotis. But the machlekes Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan was not whether there's such a gezeirah exists altogether. The machlekes was, should we include in this gezeirah something which is Ksuvim? So the Chachamim said, how can you tell a guy he can't learn Tanakh? How can you tell a guy he can't learn Torah? What kind of gezeirah is that? So the Chachamim said, we can't make a gezeirah. We can't tie a guy's hand who wants to learn Daniel on Shabbos afternoon. How can you tell him it's awesome to do that? But in Nochinami, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Nechemiah that Bikaron, fundamentally, such a gezeirah really does exist. And if there may be other kinds of reading materials that would be included in the Gezerah. Even the Chachamim would subscribe to this Gezerah. How do I know that this is the correct pshat? Maybe the Chachamim deny Rabbi Nechemiah Lagamer. Maybe the Chachamim say there's no such Gezerah at all. So there's another Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that speaks about reading Ksav Shetachas Duknos. So Duknos are like museum pictures. Like you go to a museum, there's a big picture of somebody on an elephant. So now there's a caption on the bottom that says, this is Alexander the Great conquering India or something. So that's the Ksav Shetachas Duknos. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to read that in Shabbos. And the other Gemara doesn't say that has anything to do with Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan. That's also the holidays. Why? So the Gemara says, Gezerah Mishum Shtarei Yoytos, that if you're going to start to read these secular stories, you have this whole caption, a whole five lines about what Alexander the Great did, so then you're going to start to read other secular material. And once you start to open up the box to reading secular material, then it's going to be a free-for-all. You're going to end up reading business stuff from Tzochetzcha. You're going to read all kind of work-related stuff. You're going to bring home your work papers, and Shabbos is going to be a regular reading day. So everybody agrees there's a Gezerah Mishum Shtarei Yoytos. Everyone agrees Shtarei Yoytos themselves are for sure Osir. That's from Tzochetzcha. Everybody agrees there's a Gezerah that you're not allowed to read other things which might come to lead you to reach Shtarei Yoytos. The whole machlekes Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan was, should Ksuvim be included in that Gezerah? We paskin it was never included, but other things of other included. So that's the background of this sugya. So it's clear from the Gemara that L'chol HaDeis, there are certain things that are off limits reading on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Gezerah Mishum Shtarei Yoytos. So Tosfos and that sugya in Masechah Shabbos, Tosfos has a comment. Tosfos raised the following shaila: what about to read other kinds of things? To read books, novels. So again, in the days of the Rishonim, there weren't that many novels. Tosfos lists off all the novels that existed in the days of Rishonim in one line. There were three books that existed. No one knew how to read. The Goyim weren't writing. It wasn't a big literary era of the Balei Tosfos. It was the middle of the Dark Ages. So nothing exciting was happening in France in the 1100s. So come the Balei Tosfos, and they write that a guy wants to read this story, say, for Emmanuel, the quote, say, for Emmanuel of Milcham Oseyam, out of some crazy books about the Crusades. I don't know what they were about. So Tosfos writes, you can't read these things. Why? So Tosfos says, Madoch, Rabbi Nechemiah says, you can't read Ksuvim. Madoch, you're not allowed to read the Ksav Shetachas Duknos. You're not allowed to read a three-line caption about Alexander the Great conquering India. So you can read a whole book? So he says, Kavachami, Benosha, Kavachami, Vada, that's also. Of course that's a Gezeh, Mishum, Shtarei Yoytos. So Tosfos says, that's not even a Shaila. Then at the very end of the Tosfos, Tosfos throws in like a little bit of an afterthought, a little bit of a Musa or Shtoch. So Tosfos writes, Velo Yoda Ri, the Ri didn't know, Mihita Likra Vasparm Elibi Mosachol. So the Ri says, he's not sure why, who has ever mouth to read any of these books on a regular Tuesday? Forget about Shabbos and Yotav. Who has ever mouth to read these books? So the Ri writes, they're all full of Pritzos and they're all full of Stam Leitzonos. So he says, Mechatez, you're allowed to read these books on a regular weekday. But assuming that for some was mouth to them, assuming somehow Edis Achalisar, so he says, on Shabbos and Yotav, for sure, because Gezeirah Mishum Shtarei Yoytos. So Chapanaf Kamin Ladin, if you would have a particular book, the Tacha wouldn't it be full of Pritzos and Leitzonos? It would have some kind of something positive to it, or at least something neutral to it. So the Ri says he's still not sure that you're allowed. He's still pretty convinced that you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos and Yotav. So the Shekhinah quotes this Tosfos. So, either that or his Rebbe told him what it said. I can't tell you who read it. Maybe I have to cut that line out. So the... I'll call upon this quote, Lalo Shacharach says, hey, come this room. I can't say there's really room, but there is, but we'll make believe there's room. You okay? Okay. So in Shacharach, this is quoted Lahaloch and Simon Shinzai and Erechayim, that one is not allowed to read, you're not allowed to read. The Ksuvah part is not quoted Lahaloch, but the Ksav Shetach Zadiknos is quoted, and the Svarim quoted that to read secular books would be prohibited on Shabbos and Yontif. This is all included in the Gzei Bishim Shtavei Yaitis.
Why wouldn't Yontif be different?
So the pashas and dvarim is that even though the person who's reading these books is enjoying these books, what is he reading it for? So obviously he's enjoying it, and afal b'chein, there was still a gzeirah mishum shtarei yoytos.
No, but we have an inyan by Yom Tov different than Shabbos is, there's personal enjoyment as well as, elevation.
No, it's true that there's a mitzvah of simcha. There's a mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov, but simcha on Yom Tov can be fulfilled in ways that are also in halacha. If Chazal felt that this was an appropriate gzeirah to make, so then this is not an appropriate one. Say a guy feels that his celebration of Yom Tov is going to mean. Nothing. That was a famous psak. That was the Hank Greenberg psak, if I'm not mistaken. So Hank Greenberg, and you're on the arm a little bit. So Hank Greenberg was, everyone knows the famous mice about Yom Kippur, but they don't know the pshat that would happen in Rosh Hashanah. So Hank Greenberg, when the Tigers were in the World Series, so he asked his rabbi whether he's allowed to play in Rosh Hashanah. That was the original shayla that was asked. So the rabbi said, yes, he's allowed to play in Rosh Hashanah, because since Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't Actually, Shlomeinu, the rabbi who we asked said that since Rosh Hashanah is a holiday, and a holiday is supposed to be happy, and him is happy to play baseball, so he's allowed to play in Rosh Hashanah. So Taka, it's an interesting ha'orah. He held like that day in the Rosh, in Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah. But 2 days in Rosh Hashanah, when you say, Mwadam, the simcha chag, the zman, the in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's an idea, Shlomo. But when it came to Yom Kippur, so the rabbi told him that, no, Yom Kippur is a sad day, it's a fast day. True. It's a fast day, yes, and they know. So he said, therefore, you shouldn't play. So that was a flip sock. So he played in Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't play in Yom Kippur. Okay, anyway. So,
he won?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
But I thought you don't have had chetzel or times chetzel.
Yeah, true, but you still can't do Yisurim.
No, but it's not an Yisur. What I'm saying is...
No, it is an Yisur. It's the Chacham made this Yisur because they felt that's going to lead you to do... It's like Muktzah. Like you can't pick up a pencil because you make them to write. So you can't read your novel because there you may come to read your business work. So Lamais and Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. So basically all these kinds of non-Torah related material is basically off-limits, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yomtiv. So there is a Machlekes HaRishonim that Shulchan Aruch quotes, Machlekes HaRishonim, as to are all books considered to fall under this category. So maybe we can distinguish within different types of secular books between the books that the Ma'ariv Tosfos were talking about were not really Sifrei Chochma, they weren't really any books of any real wisdom. They were stam storybooks. They were stam novels that were written.
Tosfos didn't bring up the philosophy books that existed at the time.
Tosfos didn't in France, in northern France, a lot of times no one was reading philosophy. They were reading philosophy in Spain. They were reading philosophy in southern France, in Provence. But the Ma'ariv Tosfos weren't reading. They weren't reading philosophy. So thanks. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and quotes Machlekes HaRishonim about whether this issur of reading secular material on Shabbos and Yontif, does this carry over to secular material which involves some kind of scientific knowledge? Yedias HaBoyre, this person wants to read science books, wants to read medical books, related, those kinds of books. So would that be included in this issur or not? So maybe one can argue that you're allowed to read Torah, you're allowed to read Chumash, so things which have to deal with Bris Olam, deal with the Teva, which things which enhance our Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so though it's not quite real Torah, it's not exactly the same as Torah, you don't have to recite a Torah before you read a science book, but at least it's considered to be Sifrei Chochmah. So maybe the Gezeir Shtori Adyot was just as it wasn't made on different Torah, it wasn't made on Sifrei Chochmah either. When Tosfos says that it was made on other kinds of books, that means books which are not really labeled in Halacha Sifrei Chochmah. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Machlekes HaRishonim about this. So the Rishonim with the Balei Dover and this Machlekes happened to have been the Rambam and the Rashba. So most people when they hear that, this is Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashba, whether you're allowed to read science and medicine and these kinds of books on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so most people, their initial reaction is going to be, the Rambam for sure was the one who was Mikil. The Rambam is the doctor, Rabbi Doctor, he read science, and the Rambam read Aristotle, and the Rambam was the Rambam. So whereas the Rashba was involved with the whole to-do, and that's where the philosophy came up in the days in Spain, the days of the Rashba, there was a whole chayram against learning philosophy, and the Rashba was involved in it a little bit. He was not from the big philosophical camp, and back and forth. So people's initial reaction would be that it must be the Rambam, who was a big pro science reader. He must have been the one who was Mako to read these books on Shabbos, and the Rashi must have been the one who asked it. So the emphasis happens to be fakir. It happens to be the exact opposite. The Rambam was the one who held that it was awesome, and the Rashi held that it was mutter. So it had nothing to do with their personal, what they held about reading science and, reading Sifrei Chochmah in general. It was a machlekes, and on Shabbos, they had a lomdish machlekes, but was this included in the Gzeir or not? Because on the one hand, different Torah mutter, except for Rabbi Nechemi, who says you can't read Ksuvim, but we pass in the Ksuvim and mutter. We pass in that all different Torah is mutter, and we pass in that all, literature kinds of things can't be read on Shabbos. And now the question is science close to the Torah? It's close to literature. So as far as the Kan Lakan, so on the one hand, it's not real Torah. On the other hand, there's Chochmah to it. So what's the difference for Chochmah? So the advice, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch.
I would say the opposite, that makes sense that if this is your profession, that it should not be allowed.
So that's another Nakuda. So There's a further question. Even according to the Mekilim, those who hold you allowed to read the Sefer Chochma on Shabbos, that was not included in the this Gezerah. So maybe one can argue, but man, the Mamurim, if you're reading it for Teres Chochma, the guy's a tremendous desire to really delve into some deep 11th grade physics book or something. So not because the Regents is next week. That's not why he's studying it. He's studying because he really wants to learn it, the Torah, you know, the Yediyas HaBayra L'Shma. So that's the Machlekes of Avodah Rashi. But the guy's doing it because he's studying for a test. So you can argue, that's his parnasa. That means, the student, when you write down, you know, when you're in school, so they ask you, what's your occupation? So you write, student. So I mean, that's your job. I mean, that's the ultimate shtar ejeitus view. That's the real McCoy. So that's what the many said. Rabbi Willig was very fond of that chumri. He thought that chumri was correct. That the whole machlokes of Rishonim was for people who are reading science lishma. Guys reading science because he's got a midterm next week. So he didn't think there was any tzad lahakal whatsoever. Even according to the Mekilim, he thought that would be a problem. So anyway, so I'll call upon him. So we have different types of literature, different types of works out there. So we have different Torah, that for sure, Mutter. We have Ksuvim, which was a little bit shaky, but even that we hold Mikra, then is okay. Then we have the Ksav Shetach Tadiknos, which the Gemara for sure is also. We have the literature, the not the Sefer Chochma, which Tosfos writes the Kavachom for sure is also. And we have the Sefer Chochma, which is a Machlekes of Rishonim. The Rishonim write that the same Machlekes that you have about reading science books applies to using like scientific instruments and tools and things on Shabbos. So in the days of the Rishonim, they didn't have too many things. They had Itztrubla or something. So what's the Itztrubla? What is the Itztrubla? Who knows what it was? It wasn't a telescope. It was the somebody used to use the navigating to check the stars or something. Astrolabe, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's the English word for it. What does it do? What do you do with it?
It's for calculating positions of the stars.
For the sailors.
For use navigation.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay, so the Rishonim writes that if you hold that you're allowed to read science books on Shabbos, then you're allowed to use this on Shabbos also. If you hold you're not allowed to read science books, you're not allowed to use this. Even though it's a little bit funny, because this is not a book. This is not a gezeira. What's the gezeira? Gezeira, you're going to do what with it? So, I don't know. So it's Achian. I'm not sure exactly what the gezeira was.
It's not measuring or something like that? All of these exeras are ksiva, aren't they?
Well, that's a machlok. There are some Rishonim who say that the whole Issa Shtar Yotos is not also Mishum Tzachetzchot. It was a gzeir Mishum Shem Yimchok. It means we're afraid that you may go Shem Yichtov, Shem Yimchok. You may come to write or to erase or to things like that. But we're working now with the assumption that it was Mishum Tzachetzchot. Anyway, so I'll call upon him. The modern day application would be other kinds of scientific stuff. See, even stuff which is not necessarily electric, or a guy wants to use a telescope, a guy wants to use a microscope, I don't know, those kinds of things. On Shabbos, you know, I don't know exactly what he would be doing with those things on Shabbos, you know, but a guy wants to, I don't know.
Check out for books. Yeah.
Check out for
books.
It may be mutter, because that's the Tzorch Mitzvah, so it may be mutter.
What about content that's not Dibrei Chachma per se, but it's not shtus. I don't know if they're a parents' magazine and 50 ways to pacify your child when he's upset. You know.
Let me tell you, it's Dibrei Shtus because none of them work. Somebody gave me, I remember it tonight when I realized I'm going to talk about this tonight, someone was suggesting today. So I remember that a couple of years ago somebody handed me a sefer called Kuntras in Yoni Shtari Jyotis. I wrote a whole sefer about Shtari Jyotis. So I was just fiddling through it quickly tonight, see if there was anything that was exciting. So he doesn't talk about the parent magazine, but he talks about reading Sifrei Chinuch Shalom. He had a politically interesting comment. He said, reading Sifrei Chinuch Shemekoram Lo Api Chazal. It means he's reading, like, if you want to be like a secular educator, you want to read, like, you know, some education book or something. So is that considered to be like Sifrei Chochmana? So if it's Dibrei Api Chazal, then it's Dibrei Torah. But if it's just, you know, you're reading some, I don't know, Tektus Paka, some, you know, some, before you guys done. I don't know, it's the modern day. So, no, your turn. No.
Are you bathroom?
Oh, so we're going to talk about it in a second. We're going to talk about it in a second. So again, so we seem to have a pretty good idea as to what is also to read and what's not to read. It's an interesting idea that the Melzah has Ma'orah, that Ma'orah comes out that an interesting thing, that it's very, very hard to find something that's not to read in the bathroom on Shabbos. because the Isser of Gzeirah Shem Shemayim Gelt is not because of Bittul Torah, so that you can't do even in the Beit. We're in a place where you're not going to be learning otherwise. You still wouldn't be able to read those books on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So anything that's Divrei Torah, so obviously you can't read in the bathroom. Anything that's would normally be permissible to read in the bathrooms on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a problem. Unless you hold like the Mekilim at the science. If you hold like the Rashba was mapped to read the science, then you can read a science book in the bathroom. So is it possible to find something that's Mutal Chol Hadeyas to read in the bathroom on Shabbos? So I remember, Rabbi Willig once said, He thought that Dr. Tversky, the Snoopy books, the Charlie Brown stuff, he thought that was Mutal L'chol HaDeis, because he said there's no Divrei Torah in it. They don't quote any Memar Chazal, because it's for non-Jewish audience primarily. On the other hand, it's all Divrei Musar. It's all Divrei Musar, V'chizuk, V'sayrus, and V'tikin Hamidus, and things like that. So he thought that anything that was basically Divrei Torah without being in the form of Divrei Torah. So he thought that was okay. He said it's not considered to be Divrei Kiddush. There's no Pesuk, there's no Marachas. I can read in the bathroom. And you can't say that that's also read. That's not like Tosis' books, which are Stam Narish. Those are books. These are books that are there to be Musak and read. So he thought that was okay.
That's a gift to God. You will Divrei Torah or Klimot Divrei Torah.
No, but it's not Divrei Torah. This is just how to be a better person. You know, it doesn't really quote anything. You know, any real Divrei Torah. I think that's okay. I talk an interesting story at Yotos, Shiloh, just as an aside, about the Ksav Shetach of Tiknos. So the Ksav Shetach of Tiknos is for sure also. So I was wondering about all these sukkah decorations. I said that, you know, people put them up, everyone walks over and reads, oh, this is what we saw, Baal Shem Tov, this is what we saw, this is what Moshe Isselus. So isn't that considered to be, because nobody looks, is this Ksav Shetach of Tiknos? I was figuring this year is never a problem. It's usually not a problem because nobody reads them. They've seen the same pictures for the last 20 years. But this year we got a new one, the Yeshiva World. Thanks to Russell. Remember, we got the Yeshiva World one. So that's an exciting one. And they're running the bottom line. That's why it's exciting. I was wondering, let him read that on Shabbos. So in that Sefer, Shtari Adyotas, he quotes some Womekel. Womekel to read captions under Gedolim. So he says, because that's like, it's like Divrei Torah, even though it's not real Divrei Torah, but it's going to be Mechazik and Limud HaTorah. Wow, I see a picture of the Brisker Rav, a picture of the Rav, I see a picture of Rav Chaim, so that's like a little shtickle Divrei Torah. So that's Mut. And then he quotes others, will make him for a different reason, that Ksav Shetach said to Gnos, some folks can say, that means there's almost like a story written under it. The whole story, Alexander the Great, when an elephant, he conquered India, he conquered China, he fell, he got killed there, he got there. There's a 20-line thing, so there's a 20-line thing, that's a Gazir. If you can read that, you're going to take out your briefcase and start reading your whole legal, you know, stuff or something. But if you read one word, not two words or something, so that's not even a thought. It's just an identification of who that person is. Problems on this, they have like whole shtickle Torahs here, right? So the new chumra that you're only allowed to put up these signs which have one line and not ones which have three lines on it. The Yesh Lachol, the average can read that also. Anyway, so getting back to the story.
What about Mishpacha magazine?
Now that in the house.
So it depends which it depends which articles. If it's articles that are Divrei Torah or quasi Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizuk and things like that, that would be okay. If you have things that really, you know, give you some good strong message, you know, you walk away with like some real Divrei Musar, like the true stories of Amit, so whatever. If you walk away with some good chizik from that, I think it would be mutter. But some of the stories are just stam. You know, like they have the, you know, these have, what was it, green fences, these have, at least three, and now they have a new story, whatever it is. It's just a weekly 3 pages from something which has no real divrei chizik or anything in it. So I'm not sure what that would be. Anyway, so yeah, so it is in terms of basic books. What do we get out of the realm of books into other kinds of written material? So this was a big machlekes in the days of the Rishon about reading letters on Shabbos. So a letter arrives, and forgetting about all the issues of Bachutz and Chum and other things, and the Yaakov and the Lochas, assuming that those things are not problematic for whatever reason, just the reading of the letter itself. A letter arrived to my house on Shabbos afternoon, I want to read a letter. What's the story? Is that Mutter or Rasa? So the chor should be a problem. Why should the letter be any different? Why should it be any different than a book? If you can't read a secular book, unless the letter is full of Divrei Torah, you get a shayla in the mail. Okay, so it's a Divrei Torah or something. That would be a mutter. But if it's dear mom, you know, camp is great, you know, I went swimming yesterday, send more money, you know, those kinds of letters. the art of letter writing doesn't exist anymore. It's a moot issue. Our kids, bichlal, will never ever know how to write a letter. A social letter, a business letter still exists. But the concept, I don't know, when I was a kid, we had a whole class about how to write a social letter. It doesn't exist anymore. It will never exist again. It's a lost art. Anyway, so... I think at some point we'll see the end of the postal service in general. It's probably going to be gone 50 years from now. Anyway, getting back to my own personal horror. So if you want to read a letter that arrives in Shabbos, is there any hetter whatsoever? So it was a famous hetter of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Beis Yosef quotes the name Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam was makel to read a letter for the following reason. That Rabbeinu Tam felt that the issur of Shtari Adyotos and all the extended Shtari Adyotos, only things which don't involve Tzorachi Haguf, and Shtari Adyotos are monetary needs. Let's say you have something which a person has to read to enhance his own body. He's got to read, the doctor gave him directions how to take his medicine or something. I don't know, something that's important for him to know how to do for his own guf. So that's not Shtari Adyotos. That's not Gezeira Mishim Shtari Adyotos. It's Tzorachi Haguf or Mufka from that whole Gezeira. So comes Rabbi Natam and says that a guy gets a letter, there may be some tremendous Tzorachi Haguf in that letter. Something that's very important. They're going to tell him there's a crusade in next town. There's a pogrom next town. Who knows what's happening? So there may be some very important piece of information in there he's going to need. So Rabbeinu Tam says sometimes letters are even pikuach nefesh. So he says even if it's not real pikuach nefesh, it's quasi pikuach, it's tzorachi haguf, it's important to get the information. So it would be mutter to read letters on Shabbos based on that. So the Beis Yosef wasn't convinced that was 100% true, but he's willing to be make like Rabbeinu Tam based on a shtu sveik sveikah. There's one day in Rishon that we don't really paskin like that says that this whole gezeir mishum shtari adyotos only applies if you say the words, if you mamish read it out like you lip the words. But if a person just reads like we read like with our eyes, so that was never included in the gezeir b'chlal. So in the olden days, a lot of people didn't know how to read with their eyes. A lot of people would actually read, would read, talking out the words. How do I know that? So my grandmother, Allah Shalom, so she only knew how to read by saying the words. She couldn't read with just looking at the words. She would have to say the words. And I asked her once why. So she said because when she went to school in Poland, so they only taught them how to read by saying the words. And you had to make it like to the advanced class. You had to be like you had to make it up to like fourth grade or something. They were in sixth grade. They were starting to teach them how to read with their eyes. She didn't have time to go to school that long. That mother needed her to work in the house. So by sixth grade, formal education was over. So she never made it to junior high school, whatever it was. So she thought they never knew. She used to love to read. She would sit and read Yiddish newspapers and Yiddish books. And she'd read Yiddish and English and everything. But she would always say, I always would see her lips would always be moving. She mama had never learned that skill of reading that way. So that's how you get the impression of the Valley of Tosfos from the Rishonim, that was common in the Middle Ages, that there were a lot of people who used to read that way. So that's what some Rishonim said, that the Gezeir was only on reading when you say the words out. But Hero, said, not a Ma'isim B'chlal, Hero is Lach Kedibodom, it's nothing, it's zero. There was never Gezeir made on that altogether. So that's it. I think Nozeruah says that. So we don't really pass in that way, said the Beis. We assume that all kind of reading is a problem. So the Beis Yosef writes that, well, maybe you can rely on a Shikul Sveik Sveika. If a letter comes in the mail, you think it may be important, so maybe Rabbeinu Tam is right. And even Rabbeinu Tam is not right, maybe it's the Nozeruah is right. So but zero of these two kulas, so you can read a letter as long as you don't actually pronounce the words, you don't say the words, you just read it with your eyes. So the Beis Yosef says he thinks that would be mutter. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that he thinks that kula doesn't apply to Zmanazes. How can that kula apply to Zmanazes? Says Rav Moshe. This is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe lived before emails, in the 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So Rav Moshe writes, what kind of whoever got an important letter to Zmanazes? Says Rav Moshe. What was the last time you got a letter that you made a decision in life based on something you got in the mail? Ridiculous, says Rav Moshe. If there's an important piece of information, they're going to call you on the phone. They're going to send you an email, text message, whatever they'll do to you. So no one's going to be waiting for a letter. No one goes to their post office. Well, can follow them. Well, there's something exciting going on in the world. It's important for me to act upon it now. So the whole Svar Rabbeinu Tam really falls by the wayside. His man is after Rav Moshe was 100% right. So he quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman, disagreed. And it's hard to understand. Rav Moshe is passionate. The Svar is right. The whole heter of the Beis Yosef is all predicated on Rabbeinu Tam, I haven't figured out exactly how to turn this off. We'll talk about it. It's a new watch. I'm still working on it. But I turn it off and I go back on again. It's been 11 o'clock. It reminds me. It's after the last Maariv in town at 10:45. Usually I would have it set at 10:45, but then it goes on at 10:45 and it bothers me a little Maariv. I can't figure out how to close it. So I set it for 11 o'clock. That way, if I miss the last Maariv, I can drive to the Heights and get it at 11:30. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So L'chor, the whole heter of Rabbeinu Tam doesn't apply to Zman. The Lefini is not, I don't think there's any heter whatsoever to read any mail. Again, if the mail has mamish bills in it or something, that you don't, there's nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam, that's for sure also. I'm talking about even if you get a letter, even if you get an aerogram, and you get, like in the old days, and you get an aerogram, you're looking at Kemri Avna. So once a week I would wait by the office to get my aerogram from my parents. So that would be also L'chor of Zman, because there's not going to be any really important piece of information in that such a letter. The corollary of this discussion of Rabbeinu Tam was a discussion that the later poskim had. The Rishonim didn't talk about, because in the days of Rishonim these things didn't exist. Newspapers didn't exist in the days of Rishonim. But then, so the Mishabur and the later Acharim discuss newspapers. Are you permitted to read newspapers on Shabbos? So again, the parts of the newspapers, if you have newspapers which have Divrei Torah, so the Divrei Torah, for sure you're allowed to read. If you have advertisements, business-oriented things, those for sure you're not allowed to read. The Shaila is you're allowed to read everything else in the middle. You're allowed to read the news, you're allowed to read the sports, you're allowed to read some entertainment part. So would that be okay or not? So, I don't mean about the entertainment, that part is for sure also. All week long, I mean, some stories that entertain you. So comes some Acharonim and say, yeah, it's about to read the newspaper. You know why? The same Rabbeinu Tam was about you to read the letters, because the shtichel tzarech yaglu, if you have to read the newspaper also, well, you have to know what's going on in the world. If you don't know what's going on in the world, so how do you know? There may be a war breaking out. There may be who knows what's happening in the next town over. So the only way to stay informed is to read the newspapers. That's like a shtichel tzarech yaglu. So you can rely on the Beis Yosef Kulu with Rabbeinu Tam. You read the newspaper quietly to yourself, that would be okay. Stuff that would only mean you're allowed to read like the current events part of the newspaper, the news part, that's not to read the sports. What's a big tzarech yaguf? I don't know if the Yankees won or not, so who knows what's going to happen to the world. So, forget it, if I don't know whether the Yankees are playing, then I may get stuck in traffic. Yesterday I figured I had to go to Riverdale yesterday, so I figured I'll go perfect time. Who's going over the bridge? It's like 4:30 in the afternoon, you know, before rush hour, you know, what could possibly happen? Traffic back to Bell Avenue. I turn on the radio. Said the Yankee game. I said Yankee game. It says 8:00 Yankee game. Well, why should it be a Yankee game now? So Mayako filled me and he told me that they play playoff games at 6:00. So yes, then what's pshat? So I don't know whether this is right or not. He said this is his svara. He said that because if the game goes into extra innings, the players are too tired to play the next day. That's what he said. So I didn't think that was right. I figured, so if you're not playing it tomorrow morning, they'll have it in the late shachas tomorrow morning. You could have a 9:45 in Bnei Shirin tomorrow, whatever time they hit. So I don't think that was the right. Right? Not
the reason
right.
There's nothing to get after us. There's nothing to get after us on the West Coast. They want to be over.
That makes a little bit more sense. Okay. I found it very, very hard to
take that part out.
You'll play with this a little bit. One thing, Madach, that they changed an NFL game for Kol Nidre. Wow. That was really see the kayak that we have. Okay, there's a lot of doctor in this. Anyway, getting back to this story. So Lefini is not to this cool though. Anyone who was makel to read in newspapers, even the news part of the newspapers. So Lefini is not that doesn't apply to the mother. It's honest. Whoever here has made any life decision based on what you read in the New York Times, based on what you read in the newspaper, you find out something very important piece of information on Tzarech Yaguf. It doesn't exist. The whole concept doesn't exist with Zman Hazeh. So Lefini is not the same way the letters fall by the wayside. I think the newspapers also fall by the wayside. I don't think there's ever a heter to read the sports section at all. So I don't think there's any heter to read. Yeah, that's a mukta issue. That's a different issue. That's a less of a problem. But I think the real problem with all these things is that they're Shtari Yaguf. All these things that are Shtari Yaltos, the Poskim write, if you're not allowed to read them, then you really shouldn't be moving them all together because they're Muktzah, because whatever's off limits, so it's off limits, you're not supposed to be moving them Bechlal. So one, I think one should treat all these things as being Muktzah, the newspaper should be Muktzah because you're not allowed to read it, and the secular books are Muktzah because you're not supposed to read them, and the letters are Muktzah because you're not supposed to be reading them. All these things should be off limits on Shabbos. But Moshe has an interesting clue. Moshe writes that if you're in somebody else's house, and that person has the minute to read these things, whatever they're relying on, they're still in the world of Rabbeinu Tam, they're still whatever svar they have, whether it's right or wrong, but that person reads it. So Moshe says that it's hard to say it's muktzah. Muktzah means it's something which has no purpose, has no use whatsoever. But if the other guy is relying on Das Yochri, he's relying on this sheet, and actually the other sheet he holds it's mutter to read, so then it's not muktzah for you either. It's an interesting cooler for Moshe. That's what I make with the children's books. I spoke about this in one time also. So I've yet to find a heter to read children's books on Shabbos. That means for the grown-up to read them to the child. The child wants to rely on the Mekilim, rely on the Mekilim. But for the grown-up to read it to the child, I'm not sure what the heter is. Unless they're like some Torah-oriented book, let's say. You know, it doesn't have to be pure Torah, but it's something that teaches the kid about doing mitzvahs. That's okay. Let's say, you know, Moshe gets ready for Shabbos. You know, I don't know. That's okay. You know, Yankalug, I don't know. Whatever. The Moshe gets ready for Shabbos. When, I forgot who the Moshe was. Some kid in Yerushalayim shows him getting ready for Shabbos. So, as everything, it's a beautiful book. But hey, he goes to the mikvah. Whatever it was, it is very, very, very strange. But, so that would be okay to read those kinds of children's books, or if one wants to rely on the Ramah. The Ramah is a cooler that you're allowed to read books in Hebrew. Anything that's Balashna Kodesh, you're permitted to read. The Ramah says because the very reading of Lashna Kodesh is a mitzvah. To learn how to speak Hebrew is a mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos when the Mishnah says that you have to be careful about mitzvah kala kevachamura. So the Rambam says, what are two examples of mitzvah kalas? One is Simchas Yom Tov, right? It's an easy mitzvah to do. And the other one, he says, is learning Hebrew. You see, the Rambam put those two mitzvahs together. We should have an opan on Chol HaMoed. So the Rambam says to learn to speak Hebrew. That's also a mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam writes. And most poskim disagree with the Rambam. Most poskim said that, it's not really such a mitzvah. That's not, you can't be matesh tarei jotos for that. But there are both.
There's a prohibition to read non-Hebrew. There are many makpid not to read foreign language on Shabbat.
Because of...
Just because it's not holy.
Right, because the Shabbat, because the Mishnah Hajjalt has been represented.
Even Divrei Torah in other languages?
No, I mean, Divrei Torah in other languages?
Even the Torah.
Oh, yeah. But, the Gra used to speak Lashon HaKadosh on Shabbos. Right, the Gra, I think, no. Say for the Gra that he wouldn't speak Yiddish, he wouldn't speak whatever language, Polish, whatever it was. I think he only spoke Lashon HaKadosh in Shabbos.
Maybe
from Tamil Agra, maybe, I don't know. So what I do is when the kids were very little, so I had to read them something. So until the kid knows how to read, so then you can look at the pictures and make up your own story. So you're not reading the story. So I see there's a monkey there. There's a male with a yellow hat. So I don't have to tell over that the monkey is ate the piece of the puzzle as it says in the book. I can make up my own story. I said, this is not George. This is Elmo. And Elmo... almost playing with the puzzle piece, and I can make up my own stories and go, well, the kids love it because then it's a new story, it's different, it's schachos. But once they get old enough, they realize they're not reading them the right story, and then they want you to read the words inside. I'm not sure what that there is. But I don't think the books are muktzah, because the kids like to look at the pictures, so then there's a tzarech to it. So I don't think kids' books are muktzah on Shabbos. You're allowed to play with them, and you're allowed to show them, you're allowed to give them to the kids if they want to play with them. But to read the story in the book itself, I'm not sure what the Svar L'Hokal is. I'm not saying the Vados that it's Asar. I'm saying I'm not sure why there should be any Svar L'Hokal. That's my personal opinion on this matter. Anyway, so I'll go upon them. At least we have a little bit of an idea as to what is included in this Gezeira, just about everything, and what's not included, just about nothing. So I hope this will enhance everybody's... and please don't forget what I spoke about by Kol Nidre about the importance of Shalom Bayis, so please don't turn this into a Shalom Bayis issue, but whatever, people should be mocked in their own stuff.
History has certain element of...
I think Jewish history is permitted to read on Shabbos if it's written in Ruach HaTorah. If it's not written in Ruach HaTorah, it should not be read the whole week. But if it's written in an appropriate fashion, then it can be read.
So Jews aren't Eretz Yisrael. Why is that considered current history?
Certainly
not going to
enhance your
sympathy. Yeah. It'll help you daven better. It'll give you something more to daven for. I don't know. I just wanted to end with one small thought that it's the Inyan of the Shir a little bit, the Inyan of the Inyan, to use a little bit of a kachadrush, but a little imagination. But of course we know that something very important is happening in Shemayim on the night and the day of Hoshana Rabba. We don't really understand all the nuances of it, we don't understand the details of it, but one thing, following what we spoke about earlier in the beginning of the month of Rosh Hashanah, how Chazal took Tekiyah Shofar with the utmost seriousness. Tekiyah Shofar is a pretty important mitzvah, and yet Chazal were willing to be Arkei Tekiyah Shofar in order to enhance Shmir Shabbos. The Tilas Lulav is a very important mitzvah, and the Chacham were willing to do away with it in order to enhance Shmir Shabbos. There's one mitzvah that they refused to do away with, and it's not even a mitzvah. Chibut HaRavav, Samsam Minnig, Halacha Moshe Sinai, in the Beis HaMikdash, now it's only a Minnig Nevi'im. But the way the calendar was set up, that Chazal refused to set up the calendar in such a way that Hoshana Rab would fall out on Shabbos. Because if Hoshana Rab would fall out on Shabbos, and you couldn't do the Mitzvah Sayom, the Minnig Hayom, the Mitzvah Sayom, whatever you want to call it, you wouldn't be able to have a normal Hoshana Rab if Hoshana Rab fall out on Shabbos. So Chazal were Mevater on Tekiyah Shofar, they were Mevater on Tilas Lulav, but some Hoshana Rab, for whatever deep, dark, mystical reason, they weren't Mevater on. So the little bit that we know about Hoshana Rab, we know it has something to do with the Chasimus Adin, something to do with somehow the Sifri Chaim and Sifri Mesim that were written and signed in Yom Kippur. So some of Farshim used the Melitza, like the ink is still wet. You know, it was signed. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu signed his name on it on Yom Kippur, but it wasn't quite. You know, there's still a little bit of wiggle room. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu could still do a little bit of something before Kaviyachol. You know, until Hoshana Rab. Hoshana Rab is already is the Gemara Chasima. So Chazal speak about the Sefer Kabbalah, speak about the Piskatova, about the note that comes down in Hashemayim, the written note that comes down in Hashemayim on the day of Hoshana Rabbah, which written what the person's Gzad did. Again, a little Asik Bani Storos, we don't really understand a lot of these things. I said last night to the boys who were here, so Henry liked the line, so I'll repeat it. So one of the boys were asking me, Bachar from Yeshiva came over last night, so one of them was asking me about Hoshana Rabbah, you know, what does it really mean? So I said to him, I said, it's like all other things in Nistar. I said, those who say, those who know don't say, and those who say don't know. So we'll leave it at that. So we don't know too much about that. That doesn't mean that I know. Okay, I don't know, but something happens in Shemayim on Hoshana Rabbah. The Ramban writes in Pasha Shlach, that it's even alluded to in the Chumash itself, Sar Tzila Me'aleim, by the Meraglim. So the Ran says that refers to the Sefer Kabbalah that discussed that on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, so somehow a person can tell, if a person really understands how, if they see their shade, they see their shadow, so if they would look at their shadow, they would know what's going to happen to them during the course of the year. That's what the Ramah quotes us. The Ramah, the Yom Yom Sukkos, quotes us that if you really understand the Olam HaNista, if you look in your shadow, you'd understand what the Gzar Din is, has in... Has in So the Ramban writes in Chumash, that's mamish maru, that's alluded to in the pasuk. When the pasuk says sar tzila me'aleim, when the miraglim came back, so they were saying how bad it was. So Kol Rav Yeshua said, no, there's nothing to worry about because sar tzila me'aleim, that the shade of the goyim, their protection is gone, we'll be able to conquer them. So it comes up about meloshes that sar tzila me'aleim. So the Ramban says that Kol Rav Yeshua referring to the leil hachosam. Lelachosim is Hoshana Rabbah. That's what the Rambam called Hoshana Rabbah. Lelachosim, not a chasima. Sar tzila me'aleim, that Kalev and Yeshua understood that the there was already a Gzar Din against the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't protect them anymore. The Kaiso could have walked in and conquered Eretz Yisrael right then and there. Sar tzila me'aleim is referring to the Gzar Din that was given that year in Hoshana Rabbah against the Zayin Umos. So again, so the idea of Hoshana Rabbah, you know, is definitely something there we just don't really understand at all. But the little bit that we do know is that it has something to do with notes and writing and chasimas and really is the gemar of the whole Rosh Hashanah period, because the Rosh Hashanah period is the time of the Gimel Svarim and Tochim. It's the time that the three Svarim are opened up, the Sefer Chaim, the Sefer Mason, the Tzadikim, Rishayim, the Beinanim. So it's a time of Kasivan, a time of chasima. So perhaps if a person wants to get into Kadosh Baruch Hu's good book, so a good way to get into Kadosh Baruch Hu's good book is for a person to be makbid on what his own reading material is all about. That if a person wants a Kadosh Baruch Hu to read him in the right way, so maybe we should be a little bit more careful about some of the things that we read. So not only is this true on Shabbos in terms of the Shabbos and Yontov, the details of what's also to read, what's mutter to read, but I think we should keep in mind very, very carefully the words of the Baal HaTosfos. When the Baal HaTosfos wrote that lo yadari mihitim dvarim elo filo b'chol, there are certain things that are not kosher reading material. Things are just not, they're off limits for us. Nothing to do with Shabbos and Yontov, nothing to do with Shabbos and Yontov. There's much more serious reasons. and the whole that we're on the reading material, so it means in general all kinds of different types of relaxations and entertainment and things of this nature. So the fact that one is permitted to do, one's allowed to do certain things which are neutral activities, no question. A person needs a little bit of a break. A person has to chill out a little bit. Wants to pick up the read the sports section or something. Nothing else about that. But I'll go upon him. One has to be very, very careful as to what materials he uses in terms of reading. And again, the art of reading is slowly but surely also disappearing. So what was said by the Rishonim, about reading certain kinds of things, we can say about other kinds of things, about other kinds of entertainment, and other kinds of the way other kinds of information is processed in today's world. So one has to be very, 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 very careful that there are fundamentally, as we say in Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Svarim Niftachim. So there are Gimel Svarim. There are three kinds of Svarim. There are three kinds of books out there. There are three kinds of entertainment out there. There are three kinds of activities on the internet out there. Everything is divided into three categories. There are the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim, and the Sifrei Beinonim. So the Sifrei Chaim, all the things of Chios, there's Torah, there's so much Torah out there, so much Torah in terms of real books, actually real Svarim that are still being read today once in a while. There's so much Torah out there in a good way online, a little plug for Wild Torah and other assorted sites. There's a tremendous amount of Koyach of Kedusha and Sifrei Chaim and Chiostic ways of entertainment and Chiostic ways of relaxation and whatever is necessary for a person. There's a lot of Svarim of Sifrei Chaim out there. Nebuch, there's a lot of Sifrei Meisim out there also. There's a lot of stuff out there that kills, that destroys, that in book form, in internet form, in movie form, in TV form, and all kind of different forms, every shape or form possible. So there's Sifrei Meisim out there. Sifrei Meisim that, Los Orma Vaseinu, things that, they say from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe is already Nifter 30 years already. So Satmar Rebbe said this back 50 years ago. He said that when a Satmar Chassid goes into work today, so he has more Nisyonis in one day of work than his great-grandfather in Satmar had his entire life. So that, what was said 50 years ago is Ketipim and Ayam. I think we could say that the Nisyonis of the person who went to work 50 years ago, so a person in 1 minute today has more Nisyonis than your great-grandfather who went to work in New York City 50 years ago. Maybe in Yavin, one has to be unbelievably careful to stay as far, far, far away from the all the Sifrei Misa and all the stuff out there that mamish kills and destroys a person. Bein b'olam haza, bein b'olam hava. Destroys a person's family, destroys a person's happiness, destroys a person's ruchnius, the point from beginning to end. So one has to be the utmost careful. You know, we speak about Gezerah of Shtar Yotos, somewhat of a far-fetched Gezerah. Don't read this because you may come to read this. So we could take that Gezerah here also. That don't read this, don't look at this, because if you look at this, you go on this site and you go on that site, so this site may seem not so bad, and this TV show may seem not so bad, and this movie may seem not so bad, but first of all, it may not be true. It may be worse than you really are assessing it. You may not be in the proper position to decide. And even if you're right, one has to be in this area. Ain't up a troubles that rise. One has to be absolutely careful that looking and being involved in any of these kinds of books, quote unquote, and an extended book type of entertainment leads literally to. To Rishon Nechtamim Lialta, Lamisa Lialta. Then you have middle ground, then you have Beinonim. There's a lot of stuff out there. There are things out there that are Beinonim. The stuff which is powerful, which is neutral. So neutral stuff is okay. You're allowed to listen to neutral things. You're allowed to look at neutral things. But one has to be careful that you don't want to be a Beinoni your whole life. Because you want the idea of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to get you out of the Beinoni status. It's okay to be a Beinoni Rosh Hashanah. That means you made it through Rosh Hashanah. But if you're still a Beinoni by Yom Kippur, you're in bad shape. So we want to get you out of the Beinoni status into the status of the Sifrei Chaim. So a little bit of Beinoni is okay. A little bit of neutral stuff is okay. It's got to be within reason. So if the purpose of the Svarim Beinonim, the neutral entertainment, the neutral reading, that kind of stuff, is for the purpose of just being a little bit of an outlet, a little bit of relaxation technique, just to enable you to get your real chiyus out of the Sifrei Chaim, then it's okay. When the Sifrei Benim starts to become a life in and of itself, when your whole mahus, your whole being is all the quote unquote neutral stuff, so that's what takes up your whole essence, your whole being. So then, I mean, who wants to be a Benim? He comes from Kippur Ben Elam. Nobody wants to be a Benim. You want to get out of that book. You want to be the Sifrei Chaim. So I think that the Gimel Sfarim and Iftachim in Shemayim, which are Nichtovim and Nichtomnim, and the Piskatovas that are coming down today, so it's a good time to make a Din Mechashim about these kinds of things. It starts with what a person reads, what a person looks at, what a person uses for his entertainment, and hopefully, Mr. Shem, we should all be Nichtovim and Nichtomnim, Aliyat, Alechayim, Toivim, Shalom, all the Sifrei Chayim, and the Shemach, should give us Siyat, the Shemaya, of Abolatayim, Messiah, and so on.